Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
All right, let's go into PMI, a positive, a minus, and maybe 30.
It might be the something minus.
Stop it! No!
Change the minus right now.
Gosh, we've got I didn't even think.
We all have eyes.
We have eyes. Katie, remember, that's Jeremy talking.
I
that's
know.
Jeremy.
Right?
30 pounds of
Jeremy.
30 would do you good. Positive or minus is something interesting. I guess I got to pee today.
Ooh, you got to pee.
Let's go.
So I like this because this is a girl after my own heart. California content creator has earned a Guinness World Record for owning the largest Polly Pocket collection, including 534 of the miniature Polly Pocket dolls and playsets.
Oh. Kirchie, I'm so jealous.
Kirchie, I think is the name of it, began collecting toys in 2019 after turning 30 years old. She says, I was feeling nostalgic, thinking about my childhood and all the fun toys I used to have. The one toy that was always in the back of my mind, that always brought me so much joy, was Polly Pocket. And she just started collecting. She's on her Polly Pocket journey.
She's right about that. Those were the best toys.
So yeah. My sister, my older sister, had a bunch of these. Like, so many Polly Pockets everywhere. And the only thing that I remember about them is that I loved chewing on their clothes. Like, I would steal them because they were rubber. It was like gum. I didn't get gum as a kid, and I wanted to chew on the clothes.
What a strange thing.
It was rubbery, like gum. Does that explain a lot, Jeremy?
Well, there's lines in there about... pulling clothes off with your teeth. So.
I know, exactly. No. You started young.
Polly Pockets have rubber. Everything was rubbery.
Last week, I got to get one to put it in my mouth.
Polly was like his first
I was not
crush.
Allowed gum, and it was like chewing gum, yeah.
So, but your mom was okay with you chewing
well,
on
she
little plastic
know.
Toys?
Yeah, you
no, she didn't.
Why weren't you allowed to have gum?
Because it was sugary.
And it's sinful.
Well, I mean, I was allowed like every once in a while, but I couldn't buy my own packs of gum.
Okay.
I was a child.
All right. Okay.
So I chewed on Polly Pocket.
Took a turn, didn't it? Sneaks into his sister's room.
Where's that one red dress? Where's that one?
People will know. Hey, even the girls.
People will not know.
Yes, they.
No,
oh, my gosh. Yes, they will.
It's like not synthetic.
It's a thing.
What's the word I'm looking for?
Rubber.
It's just rubber. It's just chewy rubber.
Also, it's just like the.
People will know, this was a generation that chewed on Polly Pocket clothes. I'm serious. The shoes were rubbery.
The shoes
were good.
You talk about a choking hazard.
Oh,
the
my
choking,
gosh, dude.
For sure.
Insane.
But the accessory, silicone, that's
sure,
the name
Sure, yeah.
For
but
it.
I was old enough not
silicone.
To
silicone.
Inhale.
Was it latex? Because I know you're into latex.
No, yeah. It was eight, dude.
But anyway, I get this, girl. I feel you. I feel you, dog. The toys that make you happy, you know, that's why I collect all my He-Man crap. I've got a friend who lives in Texas, and she goes around. Stephanie, you guys know Stephanie.
Yeah.
She was messaging me over the weekend because she goes to all these like Comic Cons and toy events. Now, when she's there, she shoots me pictures of all the toys.
Aww.
At the toy, all the He-Man toys.
Yeah,
got any of these? So there was one this weekend. She hasn't reached back out to me that I didn't have, and she's like, "I'll look into shipping for you."
Yeah,
she's like my dealer.
Do you take their clothes off with your teeth?
Maybe.
That's a different story.
Like thing
oh,
to do.
He-Man.
That's a different.
I'm a closet He-Man lover, guys.
Yeah, right. Actual lover.
Shut up, Katie. This is because I said you needed to lose 30 pounds.
You asked for it.
Jeremy likes to lick He-Man's biceps.
Telling
I'm so glad you said it.
Shut up. Shut up, Katie. All right, who has the minus?
I have the minus today.
The minus.
This is a big old minus for me. Millennials, there's a new study that came out over the weekend that shows millennials are by far and away the most educated, meaning that this is the biggest generation that has gone to college on a consistent basis and graduated. On top of that, they are the least financially stable and the worst paid generation in history.
Oh, no.
That makes me very sad.
Wampa, wampa.
But there's a lot of stuff behind this. A lot of the millennials that have started to go to college and graduated are majoring in things that don't necessarily...
Art history?
Hey, well, again, glad you said it, not me. Yeah. But yes, a lot of these majors...
I'm an anthropology major.
There's no reason to be paid for these, which is very interesting. However...
I majored in music, double music.
Double major in music.
Just as a whole, you're kind of hitting the nail on the head.
I want to try business.
Yeah.
But just as a whole...
Communications.
They are by far and away the least paid generation, which makes me very sad because
everything is
so expensive out here.
Yeah,
you don't want to work hard either.
Well, nobody wants to, like... They won't
put
want
in the time
get
and
paid
the
most. Yeah. You're making me sound
What
really
can
bad.
The company do for me?
now what can I do for the company? That's the mindset.
That's not in the study.
Well, it's in my study.
Part of it.
Is that your own study?
Why do I want to work here? What can you do for me?
Yeah.
Do you guys have a kegerator in the kitchen and a pool table?
No, and so you think about that. Like now they have way more like mental health days. It's all about the employee.
I just don't feel like coming in today.
Yeah.
It's not for me.
And we were raised like you give your whole life to a company. Like, and our parents before us retired with companies. You know, they worked there for 40 years. So, yeah, it's like it's definitely diminished a little over the years and generations as far as how much of your life that you, you know, contribute or at least give to your company.
And quit having your parents go to the job interviews for you,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, you can't do that.
That's a big thing.
Mom,
can't
go get me a job application and go to the interview for me.
Zoe wouldn't let me do that. So,
well, she's not a millennial, is she? Or is she?
No, she's a Gen Z.
She's a Z-er.
Yeah. She's a Z-er.
And, yeah. Okay. Yeah. So, but.
I saw another eye-opening study this morning. To live comfortably in Colorado, if you're a single adult, you need to make about $106,000 a year to live comfortably. A family of four, just shy of about $274,000 a year for
gosh.
A family of four.
I'm going to sell it to our new boss.
Man, that's a hearty number for a lot
that
of people.
That is, because, I mean, that number has went so high. Like skyrocketed in the last 20 years.
And they're basing
off
of 50% of your income goes to necessities like housing, groceries, utilities, healthcare. 30% is entertainment, dining out, vacations, hobbies. And then 20% is emergency funds, paying off your debts, investing, blah, blah, blah. Which really they should be flip-flopped anymore. It should be 30% saving, 20% discretionary, but... Anyway, yeah, family of four, you need about $274,000 to get by right now.
That's insane.
That's a big chunk of change.
I know.
Even just to live comfortably by yourself, though.
Yeah, the single one.
Yeah, 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 106.
Like, that should not be that case.
That's insane. Like,
well, makes me very
sad. It's expensive here in Colorado, isn't it?
Well, it is, and just across the nation. Remember when making six figures was a brag, and now it's just average? What?
Yep. Yeah, and I think we were 12th in the nation, 12th most expensive. Iowa was on there. I think you only needed like $86,000 in Iowa. So you guys want to move to Iowa?
Well.
No.
I love porn.
I do love Iowa.
Exactly.
See you later.
Not that much.
Who's the interesting? Katie.
All right. So, yeah, speaking about spending all that money, we're spending it at grocery stores, and you're going to start seeing a big change in a lot of them. No more self-checkouts, guys.
I like that.
I know. And there's conflicting views on this. Now, remember when they put them in and everyone was so angry about it? Like, if I'm bagging my own groceries, you better just pay me. Like, how do I get my W-2s, you know? Like, it was such a big deal when they put them
in. That's a good point.
And now that they're taking them out, people are upset. So Aldi in specific is the one that's really leading the charge here. And if you're not familiar, Aldi, so their cashiers, they are based on how quickly they move through customers. And the store, like, as a whole, they're
the bagger in the head.
Yeah, well, they're still graded on a whole, even through the self-checkout lane. So they're saying that these self-checkouts are not only, you know, backing things up and costing time, but people are stealing. So just they've looked at all of the research now and they're like, you know what? Self-checkouts, maybe not so good of an idea here. And a lot
I like
of
it though when you have like five things.
Oh, I
you
know,
can just zip
for
in
sure.
And boop, 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 boop,
but have you guys
out.
Noticed that when you bring your own bags now, which everybody has to, at least for me, when I go to Safeway or King Supers, it doesn't matter. They always stop me and they're like, you know, are you taking your bags? Are we charging you for theirs? So it just takes longer in and of itself now than just going to the person and having them scan you and check you out.
Yeah.
Because they trust you. They've scanned everything. Now, the self-checkout is like the most untrusting thing I've ever seen in my life. They're like,
well,
what are you taking?
Have you done that thing where like it pops up on the screen and the camera's up behind you watching you bag your own stuff? I was like, I didn't steal anything!
I know. Well, and I've been like dinged because I go so fast and like a cashier has told me that. Like,
Katie's
the camera can't... No, the camera can't see you. You have both of your hands and one of them is dragging it. The other one's putting it in the bag. And if it can't, you know, 100% see that you paid for it,
it'll ding you.
It'll ding you.
As she pulls the rack of ribs out of the front of her sweatpants.
Right? I swear I paid for
them. I don't know how those got
but
in there.
Even yesterday, I went to use a little coupon that was on my coffee. It said save $1 now. So I used it and it dinged me because the coupon was expired. And I was like, it was on there when I bought it. So, but they had to come and help me and figure it out. And it took like 2 minutes. So it's like those things are starting to add up and they're like, listen, we know the self-checking kiosks were a good idea in the beginning, but we're not seeing the payoff anymore. So Aldi says...
I like it.
Yeah, they're like...
Give me humans back.
We will have the self-checkout kiosks for a while, but they are phasing them out. And Walmart and Dollar General, other companies that are following suit here. So, sign of the times.
Yeah. It's the only way I like to shop at Walmart, though, because they've got 40 lanes at my Walmart, and I walk in, and there's one open.
Yeah.
Constantly.
That's true.
Every time.
One lane
but
open.
If they cancel out the self-checkouts, they're going to put more people
on
there.
Two lanes open.
They
at least. At least.
No.
Yeah. Huh. All right. I do miss the interaction with a few of my favorite checkers, because there was always a few. I can think of two right now at my Safeway that I don't ever see anymore.
Yeah.
Hopefully they didn't get let go, but I always enjoyed the interaction with them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've got a few of those too.
All right, there you go, guys. There's your PMI this morning. Positive, minus, interesting with Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.